Yeah. It's been a different start. Obviously, trying to find a rhythm, trying to find a consistency in playing a third pairing role is a little more difficult than anybody kind of gives justice for it. But to keep working hard and to keep battling with this team and being able to play for the Jets here is an honor in itself. So every day's been pretty good. Every day I've been in the lineup, I've been excited to play and just excited to be part of this process too.
What are some of those challenges?
I think it's just sporadic ice play. With penalties and stuff, not playing special teams is kind of a mental battle. Sitting on the bench and waiting for your next shift is difficult in itself. But to be able to stay engaged in the game and be ready to go every shift, regardless of what time it comes at, is pretty difficult. And I definitely give props to guys that can do that well and stay focused in the game, because it's not the easiest thing in the world. But it's easy to stay excited and to be able to, like I said before, be part of this process and be in the lineup and have a good time with these guys while they're winning.
You've been through this before. Unfortunately, are you getting better at handling this kind of scenario?
I wouldn't say anybody ever gets good at handling it. Obviously, you want to play every single game and you want to be contributing to winning every single night, and especially on a team like this, there's a lot of good players and I should say a lot of great players. Everybody's definitely above average, excellent player on this team. So, just to be able to, I know I said it 1,000 times, but to just be able to be a part of that is kind of a success in its own.
Joe, you guys have, for 15 games, have managed to sort of avoid any kind of real injuries. Obviously, we'll get an update on Dimitri later, but you guys feel you have some good depth here on the blue line if he's out for any length of time to cover off?
Yeah, I think this organization has done a very good job in recruiting guys and being able to stack the depth of a team. So, anybody that wants to come play and can jump into any spot in the lineup at any given time is going to do well, and I think that's what they kind of pride themselves on is everybody that has been a part of bringing any player into this organization has been a part of knowing that if somebody goes down, somebody else is coming in and you're not going to skip a beat. So I think that's pretty impressive.
No doubt, as a teammate, it's tough to see anybody go down. A guy like Dimitri, who's worked so hard to get back into shape after off-season surgery, and equally tough when he gets hurt like that.
Yeah, no, it's never... I don't know. You feel bad for situations like that. It's almost it's just disheartening to see someone work so hard and to come back and you want to play hard and you want to start contributing to the team and being part of what's going on here again. And I think you kind of go overboard and you try a little too hard and put yourself in vulnerable positions. I've done that before and I understand how it works. But it's tough. It's part of the sport. And he's. Like you said, he was right on the brink. He's just worked so hard. It's a major surgery to have in the off season, and even to be able to come back and play at all after that is insanely impressive. So you feel bad when you catch a bad break like that and you get injured again.